Welcome to Eagle's Eye Report. This is episode number 12 for Wednesday, July 20th, 2022. My name is Roger Landry, and I'm your host, and I'm the founder of the TLB Project, and my co-host and producer is my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts. The title for today's show is Biden, a President Compromised. And no, that's exactly what I mean, and we're going to go over that. Okay. But before we do, let's do our usual show intro. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. And as I say every week, you know, it's not a pleasant way to introduce the show, but today's reality is blatant and not very pleasant in many aspects. Thus, the reason for Eagle Eye Report. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio, our thanks to Annie, and also on PSN Radio and SoFlo Radio. Stephen, how are you today, my friend?
Run a little ragged, but I'm doing okay.
Well, as long as you're doing okay, I think ragged is probably going to be very typical coming real soon here, but we'll get into that as the show progresses. Until then, let me also say our mission is to keep you armed with the vital truths as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion, that being the sponsor of this show, TLBTalk.com. How do I know that? Because it is part of the Liberty Beacon Project. It is something we put together simply because we, as an organization, needed a place where we could get a message to you outside of our news websites, where we could have discussions with you, where we could share live video chats with you, where we could do the type of things that Facebook no longer allows you to do, that YouTube doesn't allow you to do, that Twitter doesn't allow you to do. How do I know? We've been kicked off pretty much most of those platforms at this point in time, and it's not because we have been lying to you. It's because we have been telling you the truth. The truth is tyranny today. And another thing we will get into as the show progresses. But if you wish to be able to talk and you wish to be able to learn by someone else who has the ability to talk, then go to tlbtalk.com. It is a social media platform that is set up for we the people to communicate, because that avenue is being shut down. Those doors are being slammed in our face every single day. And it's not getting it's not getting better. It's getting worse. Okay, so let's get on to the business of this show. There's an article that I read the other day that gave me the sparks for this show. And it's an article by Steve McCann. And the article was titled, "The Left's Blackmail of Biden Unleashed Chaos, Stagnation, and Uncertainty." Now, as usual, Roger has a sore throat. I can't remember the last time I didn't have one, and maybe that's because Roger talks from the time he wakes up to the time he goes to bed, and it's not that Roger's that social, it's just that's what Roger does. Okay, so what we're going to talk about again is a president who is literally compromised. And if you go all the way back to the title of the show today, Biden, a President Compromised. What are the ramifications of having a president who's compromised? When we say someone is compromised, what we are intending to pass across to you is that this individual can be pressured into doing things due to leverage others hold over him. When you talk about the President of the United States of America, this is supposed to be the most powerful position on the planet. This is supposed to be an individual's word. As long as he stays within the law set down by you and me, we are the people, they serve us, including him. As long as he stays within the law, what he says is gold. But today we're going to talk about a president who is compromised, which means that this isn't, and anybody out there listening to this show who believes that Joe Bob is competent enough to run the most powerful nation on the planet with the most intricate economic system on the planet, when he can't even stop shaking hands with people that aren't there, and he can't stop shuffling, and he can't even say 50 words in a row without screwing it up or reading the part of the teleprompter that you're not supposed to read. Blah, 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 read next line. Blah, 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 repeat that line. Okay. You do that once a year or once even a month, and that can be excused because the president is always under a lot of pressure. But if this is done continuously and constantly, then there's an issue. But when we say compromise, we're not so much talking about Joe Bob's physical condition. We're not even so much talking about his mental condition as we are what he has done in the past and others are aware of that give them leverage over him. Listen to what I just said. We are talking, and we will discuss in this show, we are discussing and talking about both domestic and foreign individuals or organizations that hold sway over the president of the United States. In other words, if I tell you to do this, you better do it or else. That's not supposed to happen. It isn't. And I'm not telling you it never has happened, but it has never happened to the degree we're seeing it today, where individuals like you and me who live in Heartland, USA, can see this because it is so obvious, it's insane. But this is what we're living in. This is the tyranny we're living in. Joe Bob is not here to serve you and I. Joe Bob is here to serve his masters. So let's get into this. Again, I will take pieces from this article because I deemed this article something that everybody needed to be aware of. About 90% of what you hear will come from myself and Stephen. But there are some phenomenal points in here, okay? Stephen, before we jump into this, got anything to say about a compromised president?
Well, a compromised president, that they're the same as anybody who's compromised, actually. They can be controlled.
Yes. And they can be controlled in a fashion that most of us aren't aware of, except this one. It's far too apparent. There have been 46 presidents of the United States. Among them have been the grossly incompetent, like James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, the unabashed racist, like, and believe it or not, Andrew Jackson, Woodrow Wilson, the scandal-ridden Warren Harding, Richard Nixon, and, excuse me, a duplicitous Marxist ideologue, Barack Obama. And anybody who doesn't believe that Obama was a Marxist slash communist, all you need to do is go back to school and watch what he did to this country. Everybody here needs to understand Trump was never supposed to win. Hillary was supposed to be in there to finish what Barack Obama had started. What did Obama do? He brought our credibility down on the global stage. He pretty much trashed our economy. He pretty much trashed our medical system. He pretty much trashed our system of education. And Hillary was supposed to step in and finish it, but she didn't, because they underestimated how much people in this country didn't like Hillary. And even with the massive cheating they did in 2016, they couldn't drag her across the finish line. So what had to happen? What had to happen beyond a shadow of a doubt was that Trump could not be allowed to have a second term. And at all costs, the election had to go to the most compromised individual who could ever sit in the White House. Why? Because their ability to control him was absolute. So let's continue. None of these that I've mentioned has been as susceptible or as acquiescent to political blackmail such as Joseph Biden is, or as I like to call him, Joe Bob. It has often been speculated just what would happen to this nation if a truly compromised president who calculatingly succumbed to extortion from both domestic and foreign interests was elected. The USA is presently experiencing that never expected and devastating eventuality. And people are going to say, what are you talking about, Roger? What am I talking about? I'm talking about Hunter Biden as a key player in this entire scenario. Okay. I'm talking about Joe Bob, and you've all heard me say this, but it bears repeating in this frame. Okay. Hunter Biden, who was about to be, severely reprimanded, if not even thrown in jail in the Ukraine because of his very crooked dealings with Burisma, the gas company. And what did Joe Bob do? And then brag about it on videos? Yes, there's actual videos of him sitting there saying, I told these people they better either, you know, stop this guy from doing this investigation of Burisma and my son, or they're not going to get the $1 billion loan that this country needs so bad. And guess what? That's exactly what they did. So he basically extorted or leveraged his position as vice president at the time to keep his son out of jail and bragged about it openly. How many other people in Ukraine do you think have something on Joe Biden and Hunter Biden? Go to China for the same thing. And yes, we've talked about this, but we've got to again mention the fact that when Air Force Two went to China several times, because that's what his job was, that's what Barack Hussein Obama had Joe Bob doing, traveling around the world, meeting with world leaders and making deals. When Joe Bob went to China, guess who was on the plane with him? And guess who ended up with deals worth millions upon millions of dollars? There's actual records of this. As a matter of fact, right now, there are 150 irregularities that should be investigated on Hunter Biden. These are financial irregularities. Not only that, but Congress isn't even allowed to see them when in the past they were always allowed to see these. So there's 150 irregularities. Even the most corrupt people in this country over the course of a lifetime would be considered some of the worst people on the planet if they acquired five of those, never mind 10. Hunter Biden has 150 issues that need to be investigated. 150. And these come from China. And these come from, the ex-wife of the mayor of Moscow, Russia. These come from Ukraine. And that's not all. There are other countries, but these are the ones that stand out because they're on everybody's mind right now. What happened a couple of weeks ago? The United States oil reserve, strategic oil reserve. Okay, Biden okayed the sale of 5 million barrels of the strategic oil reserve. That is only supposed to be used in extreme emergencies to facilitate the population, you and me, or our military. But he sells 5 million barrels of that to Europe, Asia, and a million barrels of that go to China. And who is in charge of the million barrels of oil that go to China? That would be a Hunter Biden business partner in China who has direct ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Why would that ever happen? How could that ever happen from the strategic oil reserve of the United States? That's not only an impeachable offense, that's treason. Now let's take and work that out just a little bit further. If you've got Hunter Biden, and we've all seen them go online, they're there, weighing crack, weighing it, and confirming how much it actually weighs before he pays for it. Sitting in a bathtub, okay, looking at his camera, which is recording him smoking crack. Laying in a bed with a half a dozen minor female girls having a great time. These are all issues, and some of these took place in China. These are all issues that Biden, both Bidens, the Biden family are all tied directly to. The big guy got 10%. The big guy took him to China on Air Force One to lend credibility and intensity to his business dealings. This is what we mean when we say compromise. These are the things that we know. Is there anybody listening to this that believes for even a half a second that there isn't much more damning information that we don't know? But what we do know is so far over the edge, it's insane. It tells you why Joe Biden literally destroyed what Trump did to bring China down from its high point of what, confiscating or stealing technical secrets from the United States, and so on and so forth. Biden's done away with all that. Biden's sending him oil from our strategic oil reserve. Biden has gotten rid of some of the tariffs that were making it easier for U.S. companies to compete with China. Biden is doing everything he can in the background. No, he's not saying it through a megaphone, but he's doing everything he can in the background to help China out at a point in time where you and I are suffering at a level we haven't suffered in 40 something years. Would you like to understand a little bit more about compromised? Because if you think Roger's angry, Roger's very angry. Roger will be 68 years old next month. Roger has lived in a country that's been pretty screwed up sometimes, but it's never come close to this level of tyranny or treason. Anybody who has a lever on Joe Bob will influence him to the point where it doesn't matter what you want. You're just the people who run this country. You're just the people who live in this country. You're just the people who have to raise your family in this country. You don't count. Not anymore. Those who hold the levers over Joe Bob, they count. In the 2020 election, there was no more viable candidate to turn to than Joe Biden, whom they knew was perhaps the most corrupt and compromised politician of his generation. Nonetheless, the nation be damned, as nothing was more important than defeating Trump. Thus, the malleable Joe Biden served that purpose of someone who could endlessly promote as the so-called moderate. Yeah. They were aware that the litany of allegations swirling around Joe Bob and his family and his long history of fabrications and corruption made him susceptible to political blackmail. So believing they could control American Marxists, they chose him. He could be controlled, but the Marxists that control him cannot be controlled. The majority of the ruling elites would not classify themselves as very liberal or even left-wing. Nonetheless, they flung open the door for the Marxists to set the agenda by making certain an egregiously compromised Joe Bob was fraudulently elected president, and they allowed the same radical left to choose the vapid, easily manipulated, and credulous Kamala Harris as vice president. You cannot have the most corrupt and compromised individual ever to sit in the White House sitting there unless he had a good backup. Meaning, if somebody in some fashion found a way to pull him from that office because of the treasonous bullcrap he was pulling on you and I, the replacement had to be at least close to being as bad. And they accomplished that. And why do I say the Marxist? Why do you've heard me say that twice? Okay. A lot of the left-leaning liberals are not Marxists. They don't consider themselves to be radical lefties. But who's actually pulling the strings here? We're talking about shutting down and getting rid of all of the fossil fuels, destroying an economy. We're talking about destroying the ability to deliver food and supplies across the country. We're talking about the ability to open the borders and let anybody and everybody in, including a long list, and this is a fact, not a guess, of known terrorists into this country. We're talking about, I could go on and on. These are not leftist ideas. I was a Democrat when I was in my 20s. These are not leftist ideas. These are Marxist ideas. And if you don't understand that the extreme left in this country is not Democrat, it's not liberal, it's Marxist. Because the things I just explained to you couldn't exist in a true democratic society either. But they are. They're happening right under your nose and my nose. And the thing of it is, you have a commander in chief who is not only not doing anything to make it better, he is absolutely avoiding doing anything to make it better. And if we're talking about those coming across the border, he's exacerbating it by not only inviting them here, giving contracts, literally contracts to contractors to bring them across the border in by the busload, but then putting them around the country in your city and my city and setting them up where they're actually living better than most people who have lost, I don't know, their best life due to the economy that's crashing around us thanks to Joe Bob. So all of this, anybody who believes that this is a true, you know, Democrat fashion, anybody who believes that this is a liberal fashion, some of it may be, but when you get to these extremes, you better be talking Marxism. And why do I say that? What is Marxism? Marxism is totalitarianism. It basically states that we will make everybody equally poor. Why would they go through crashing the entire U.S. economy and making everybody equally poor? They do it for this reason. If everybody is suffering and everybody is equally poor, when the government says, well, we know you're suffering, so we can do this for you, and they offer you just a little bit, something that today we would totally ignore and laugh at, but if the entire nation, if our entire economy has been destroyed to the point where any handout is going to seem like gold to us, we'll grab at it. We'll grab at it just to keep ourselves from going, slipping even further into that poverty. A poor society is much easier to control than a prosperous society. Anybody who doesn't believe that, just stop for 10 seconds and think about it. And the light will come on in your head. The majority of the ruling elites, like I said, don't even classify themselves as being very liberal. All right, tell me, Steve, am I on the right path here?
Yeah, you are. You got everybody fired up in the chat room.
Well, the truth is, if you look around you, when the hell has America ever been like this?
Yeah, Mark in the chat, he asked, have we ever, what did he ask? We're talking about Abe Lincoln being a big racist, being a Marxist. He was a follower of Karl Marx.
Yeah.
And Mark asked the question, when did we ever count, Roger?
we counted before the Act of 1871.
Yeah.
And we also counted, because you got to understand, if you got a population, in fact, it may have been 100 million, not 315 million, or at the turn of the 20th century or the 21st century, when it was less than 7 billion, not the 8 billion we've got right now. There was a time when if America got upset enough, America meaning you and I, and we rallied around each other and we said we've had enough, even those who owned America had to realize that if they wanted to keep the football game going, they had to let the pass get caught. We did, and we still can have a voice. That's not a joke. There's 330 million of us, and if we say, screw you, we're not putting up with this anymore, then yes, we do have a shot. Abso-freaking-lutely. The biggest point here is to put someone in office that they're going to tell everybody was voted in by 81 million people who figured this guy was the best thing on the planet. Does anybody really understand how Joe Bob got into office? Let's go all the way back to, I don't know, he hid in his basement for 95% of a presidential run, but got elected by the largest margin in the history of presidential elections in this country, by the largest vote. Are you kidding me? Anybody who believes that, you're a freaking moron. There is fact after fact after fact after fact showing that that election was absolutely stolen. But you reach a point like this where you say, well, that was 2 years ago. We might as well just roll with it because it's going to do too much damage to the country if we decide we're going to stop and make it all better. And this is an excuse they're throwing in our face. Okay, there's states like Michigan. There's states like Arizona. There's states like, yeah, there's states all over the country that are saying, finally saying, well, you know, it wasn't really, there was a lot of cheating going on in that election and so on and so forth. But if you put all of that together and you did the actual investigations and you found out that each one of those states had to change who their votes would go to, do you think for 1 second that a Democrat Congress and a president who is a Democrat would say, okay, yeah, let's just switch it all out. It's all good. It's never going to happen. Does our voice matter? It does. And it's going to matter again in 2022, the midterms. It's going to matter. Why is it going to matter? And that's a great question. Whoever asked that in the chat, that's a great question. Good point. Does it matter? Yes. Why? Because there's going to be a red wave. And it has to be. If we barely squeak by with a majority, it's going to do us no damn good at all. If we have a red tsunami that cannot be ignored, even those who own, I didn't say run, I said even those who own this country will have to stop and take a look. They've got to protect their investment. They've got to make sure they maintain power. They have to make sure that the compromised idiot sitting in the White House probably doesn't get to serve a second term.
Are you
They've
ready
got
for-
to make sure. Go ahead.
Are you ready for the break?
Oh, probably not, but I think it's time for it.
That it is.
Okay. We'll be back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, let's slip back just a little ways and let's talk about the 2020 election. In July of 2020, Biden signed on to a unity platform with Bernie Sanders that would seal his fate. Okay? He could never deviate from it, and he would have to agree to any and all further demands for fear of not only being exposed, meaning the things that he had done and thought he had gotten away with that they actually knew about would be exposed, destroying him, but also abandoned by the American Marxists who had been backing him. When we say American Marxists, we're talking about people like AOC, people that say, you know, something that is the biggest scam the planet has ever seen, almost as big, I guess, as COVID, which is global warming. So, you know, this would end his lifelong narcissistic ambition to be another Franklin Roosevelt. So, along with the commitments made and kept in the Unity platform are the following. The repeal by executive order of all Trump's border policies, including the stoppage of the wall construction. People, this was paid for. Everything that was sitting down there was already paid for. The people who were going to do the work were already paid for it. All they had to do was put it up. He stopped it right in its tracks. The elimination of the Remain in Mexico policy, a moratorium on deportations, and an immigration reform package that includes amnesty and a path to citizenship. In essence, an open and uncontrolled border to allow millions to pour in illegally and enter the electorate, feeling the Marxist that this would give the liberals an edge going forward to the point where it would just about do everything but make conservatives or Republicans unelectable. The elimination of fossil fuels by 2030, using executive orders to stop the construction of new pipelines, to curtail leases on public lands, to force financial institutions, listen to me, to force financial institutions to stop investing in fossil fuel companies, and to promote limitless government investment in so-called renewable energy and impractical electric vehicles. They're going to tell you, quit complaining about the gas prices and go out and buy an electric vehicle. Unless you're buying one that's so old that the battery's about to die, in which case you're going to pay $15,000 to have the battery replaced, you're going to pay $60,000 for a halfway decent, usable electric vehicle. If you're so poor you can hardly afford to buy gas, how the hell do you buy a new electric vehicle? Another point. Unlimited spending on new and existing social programs, which included housing, infrastructure, welfare, as well as the left wing's, wish list of funding for left wing non-governmental organizations and unions, the nationalization of the K-12 education, the elimination of charter schools and private school vouchers, and higher taxes on businesses and the nebulously defined wealthy.
Do you mind if I ask a quick question here, Roger?
Okay, it depends on how quick. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Well, basically, 140 to 160 million people will have to buy electric vehicles. How are they going to charge all of these vehicles?
Well, they're going to have to use coal-fired plants. They're going to have to use gas-fired plants. They're going to have to... Wait a minute. They can't do that. Wait a minute. That was my next point. How can you support something that is going to cause a massive impact on the electric grid when you're taking away 60 to 70% of what powers the electric grid? Anybody who believes that solar power is the answer, anybody who believes that, you know, windmills are the answer, why don't you talk to Texas last year? When they had massive blackouts in the dead of winter because the snow literally brought their windmills to a stop and covered in a feet thick of snow the solar panels. And there were massive blackouts. In other words, there was nothing, no backup for it. There were no coal-fired plants. There were no gas fired. They had to take those all offline. So now when you reach a point where you can't have solar, when you reach a point where the wind's not blowing or your turbines have been, I don't know, made to stop, period, then there's no backup. Then you will suffer. And when you, Biden was asked about that by one of his reporters in the crowd, basically what he says is we must all sacrifice. When's the last time Biden sacrificed? I'll leave it right at that. Once these commitments were made and Biden was elected, the left's radical culture and societal agenda was presented to Biden as a fait accompli. In other words, this is what you signed on for. This is what you're going to do. As he did with keeping the commitments in the Unity platform, Biden has dutifully promoted the censorship of speech, unlimited abortion rights, universal gun control, and the entirety of LGBTQIA and agenda. I hope I said that right. Oh, I forgot the plus. It's LGBTQIA plus, meaning there's a lot more there, but we just don't have time to say it all. Additionally, he backed proposed legislation to set up a national voting regime that would eliminate the role of the individual states in holding elections. Oh, my God. It worked so well when they stole it for him. He figured, why leave the states have their rights, states' rights to run their own election system? Why not take it away from them so it could be controlled by the same Marxists who were controlling him? He eagerly signed legislation demanded by the left, resulting in over $3 trillion in new spending, thus greatly exacerbating inflation. Oh, wait a minute. I thought Putin did that. Anyway, and he instructed the Justice Department to unethically prosecute political adversaries and denigrate as well as threaten the Supreme Court itself. Wait a minute. There's three branches, equal branches of government in this country. The judicial branch. Yeah. And there's Congress and there's Joe Bob. Which, yeah, those three are 100% equal. But yet, if he don't like or his masters don't like what the Supreme Court did, which what they did was exactly right, it wasn't their purview, Roe versus Wade. It was supposed to be the state's purview. And all the Supreme Court did was say it was supposed to be the state's purview, so we're kicking it back to the states. But yet you're seeing massive rallies. You're seeing all of this crap being done because you're being told that the Supreme Court took away women's rights to have an abortion. They didn't do anything like that. But that's what you're being lied to about. He also instructed the Justice Department to, again, unethically, you know, prosecute political adversaries. Well, we've seen that over and over again. We've seen parents go into school saying, I don't want CRT taught here. I don't want trans day in my kid's class. I don't want my kid coming home and saying, I'm a boy, but I want to be a girl. And if you say no, I'm going to report you to the government and they're going to take me away from you. But that's exactly what we're seeing, because Biden has weaponized the Department of Justice, the DOJ, against we the people. Not a joke, an absolute fact, okay? The venality on the part of Joe Biden has placed the United States in a position of being extorted by other nations who have long utilized blackmail against domestic and foreign opponents, and who, not so coincidentally, bribed his son and family and ultimately him. Again, we come back full circle. China is getting everything they wanted, okay? The taxes and the tariffs that Trump put on them to equalize businesses in this country, gone, okay? The executive orders Trump put down to keep them from stealing our technology, gone. And the oil from our strategic reserve that should have gone to bring your prices down at the pump were sold via an individual who was a business partner, is a business partner of his son, Hunter, to communist China. Why is all of this happening for China. Do you hear the Democrats telling you anything I just told you? When's the last time a Democrat stood up and said he's committed treason this way? He's committed treason this way. He's committed treason this way. He screwed America this way. And all of this is with China. We're not even going to talk about Russia. We're not even going to talk about Ukraine. We're just going to talk about China right now, because China is in a position to damage this country harder, faster, and with more angst than any other nation on the planet right now. And they also own the Bidens. If you can't see it, you're a moron. This is what we're looking at, people. This is a president who is not doing what he is told by we the people. He's doing what he's told by the Russians, although it looks like he's really kicking the Russians hard in Ukraine. You have to take a look at behind the curtain, behind the play you're seeing. You have to take a look behind it and see what's actually happening. Why is it the United States is going to its knees economically and Russia is seeing a resurgence like they've never seen before? Why is the ruble so much stronger than it's been in well over a year and a half, while the American dollar is devaluating across the entire planet at the speed of light? Why is China getting everything they want, even why he's telling us the Chinese are bad people, they shouldn't have anything? In other words, the games are on. And who's the game being played against? You and me. Who are the winners? Russia, China, the actor running Ukraine, and the Marxist running America. It's certainly in hell, ain't you and me. What we are looking at right now is a president who, the longer he is in office, is going to exercise every power he possibly can to negate the power of we the people. He will shut our rights down. He is about to declare presidential emergency powers because of global warming. Not a joke. If he does that and gets away with it, there are several things he can do. He can shut you up. You won't be able to say anything. Okay? He can literally shut the news down. They won't be able to say anything unless he gives them permission, because he knows that the Marxists own them and they're only going to say things to back him up. But here's the thing that ought to scare you the most. And this could happen as early as this weekend. We've already been warned by the White House that the president is considering his options on declaring emergency powers. There will be two articles on emergency powers in the article that's published with this show tomorrow on thelibertybeacon.com. But the one thing that ought to scare you more than anything else is his ability to literally shut your voice down. And I'm not talking about the news. As I said, the United States is owned. It has been since 1871. But if enough of us roll out and speak loud enough, we can still make ourselves heard. And if enough of us jump on a bandwagon to have the Act of 1871 thrown in the trash, we can actually have that done. But one of the things that Biden can do, once he literally, okay, grabs a hold of these emergency presidential powers, is stop the elections indefinitely until he decides the crisis he declared is over. When will global warming be over? First off, global warming is an absolute scam. There are scientists out there that have been claiming for decades it's the biggest lie you can imagine, and that we could be pumping out twice, three times, four times, five times the amount of emissions we're doing right now, and barely raise the temperature of this planet by 1 to 1.5 degrees in the short term. That's what they're saying, that this is an absolute crap. It's a lie. Do you remember when they were talking about the hockey stick effect? Yeah, Gore, one of the biggest global warming liars, and people actually knew that. They eventually figured him out, but it still goes on. If he decides to declare a national emergency and claim presidential emergency powers for global warming and delay elections till after the crisis is over, does that mean he's the president for the rest of your life and mine? Who's going to challenge him? In order to negate a presidential power grab like that, an emergency call by the president, you need two-thirds of both the Senate and the House. That's not going to happen until after the midterm elections. So if he literally declares a federal emergency and claims presidential emergency powers and stops the elections, there will be no way that they will acquire a two-thirds majority to overcome that presidential declaration until that election actually occurs. It's not going to happen. He's going to stop it. Now, I'm not telling you that's what he's going to do. What I am telling you is this is what he can do. Now, if some guy, okay, who's about to hit 68 and sitting in the mountains of Arkansas running a website called the Liberty, actually it's six websites, but you know, and isn't a billionaire, if I can think of this, if I can put all these pieces together and I can tell you that this compromised idiot has the ability to forestall all elections until the end of the crisis he declares, and he is already talking about declaring emergency powers due to global warming. Is that going to end this year? Is it? What do you think, Steve? You think global warming is going to end this year?
Well, certainly.
Why, certainly.
Certainly, Ollie.
Yeah. But this is what we're looking at. We're looking at, and these aren't Joe's plans. I don't think anybody out there believes that the complexity I just threw in your face is something Joe Bob can even consider. He can't. He's too busy shaking hands with people that aren't even there. He is. He's too busy trying to read a teleprompter and not even doing that right. He's too busy shuffling off of a stage without taking any questions. After he says, well, they told me I can't take questions or they'll get mad at me. This is the president of the United States. I can't take any questions because they're going to get mad. You're right, they're going to get mad at him because he's going to blow it. How many of you think that he has the mental capacity to come up with a system of actions as complex as what I just described to you? But are they doable? Yes. And who is pulling his strings? People that are a whole lot smarter than him. And let's get this all the way back to the first point. A point I make to you at least once a week. Okay? Or twice a week, depending on if you listen to my show over at RBN as well. But look, you have to take America to her knees before you can have global governance. You have to take America to her knees. There's two things you have to do to take America to her knees. You have to destroy the most powerful economy on the planet, and you have to destroy the most powerful military on the planet. And you need to do this via an individual who's not going to say no, who cannot say no. Why? Because he is 100% controlled, 100% controlled by enemies of the United States, both foreign and domestic. We call it being compromised. We already talked about the military going to its knees. We already talked about the fact that they're having a massive crisis of people even getting ready to go in recruitment. We're already talking about the people that are saying, screw you, I'm leaving because of the LGBTQ plus whatever, whatever. And the fact that they're being forced to take a vaccine that is the most deadly pharmaceutical component on the planet and doesn't work. Okay, you're going to take the most deadly pharmaceutical component ever given to humanity on the planet because it may save your life. Wait a minute, hold on. It doesn't keep you from getting COVID. It doesn't keep you from your body from storing COVID. It doesn't keep you from transmitting COVID. And the majority of people dying from COVID across the planet right now, not a joke, are vaccinated 3 to 4 times. So how many people that are really smart at all are going to stay in the military? So you're destroying the U.S. military. You're destroying the U.S. military's credibility. This is a commander-in-chief decision by pulling out of Afghanistan, leaving American citizens, leaving massive amounts of first-rate military equipment, even after your own intelligence services told you, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. He did it. Why? So there's the military. What about the economy? Let's take a look at the economy, okay? Baby formula shortage, okay? Let's take a look at the economy, right? Inflation, they're telling you is 9.1%. I'm telling you it's closer to 20%. If you take a look at the increase in cost of everything that you use, take a look at the increase in cost in beef. Take a look at the increase in cost in just buying an iron so you can iron your clothes. Take a look at the increase in cost, and I would tell you to pick 30 to 40 items and look at the increase of their costs. Then you average it out. If you come up with 9%, I'm going to kiss your butt on Broadway at high noon and let you sell tickets to the event. The inflation rate is well above 9.1%. And the method they use to compute it is so stupid, it kind of fits with these people. It does. But we're looking at inflation that is between 16 and 20%. Not 9.1%, but that's what you're being told. So that's going down, okay? What else is going down? All right, we're looking at 60 food processing plants, probably more, but that's the latest number I heard, have been, I don't know, mysteriously destroyed in the last year. One or two of those may happen over the course of a year or two. 60 and I think actually it's like closer to 18 months. 60 food processing plants destroyed in a year and a half. Anybody out there who thinks that that's just a coincidence, again, you're a moron. It's not true. Economy going to its knees. Military going to its knees. Who's sitting in the White House? Commander-in-Chief, Joe Bob. President, Joe Bob. Anybody out there, stop to think for a second. Why would any American do this to America? What's the name of the show? We now have a president that's compromised. If you heard everything I said and you don't believe that, then what you're telling me is that he turned into a traitor after he got elected and he's doing this all on his own. He's not smart enough. What do you say, Steve?
I say you still got the chat room all fired up.
Well, let's ask a question then, and if you get any kickback on this or anybody says anything on it, please let me know. Anybody that who doesn't believe what I'm saying, because everything I'm saying, and y'all ought to know this by now, I can back it up. I will have articles in an article with this show embedded in it on the Liberty Beacon tomorrow by noon central. Go to thelibertybeacon.com. Look on the big slideshow. You'll see the big eagle's head. Eagle's Eye Report, okay? Open it up. Everything I'm telling you is a fact. The United States is being intentionally destroyed, and they couldn't have accomplished this without a compromised, a totally 100% compromised commander-in-chief. They have one. So, any feedback on that, Steve?
No. Nobody's been able to refute anything, but I want to know what the plus means. You said there's art, LGBTQ, something, something, something.
Plus. I don't know.
Oh.
That's why I laughed when I said it. It's the only thing I can think of is that the plus means there's actually more letters in that alphabet soup, but there's not enough room to put them all down.
Oh, I thought there was like 63 of them or something like that. Isn't there?
There may be. To tell you the truth, it just doesn't. It's not something I would want to waste a whole lot of time on. And I'm not going to tell you that I have anything against gay individuals. I do not. But when 3-5% of the nation is being used to control the nation, then that's not right. That's crazy.
Well,
that's intentional.
It's never been about gays and lesbians. It's been about the pedophilias or the
control.
Pedophiles.
Yeah. Okay, so what was the name of the show today, everybody? The name of the show is Biden is a President Compromised. What you need to understand, and we're about to roll out of here. I think we've got, what, 3-4 minutes right now, Steve?
Yeah, a couple minutes here.
What we need to understand right now is that treason is being committed against you and I at a level none of us ever thought would be possible. Roger worked for the military-industrial complex and was in the United States nuclear submarine fleet for a total of 30 years. I have never, ever in my entire life thought anything like this can happen. But yet 12 years ago, I was writing articles about tyranny. 12 years ago, I was writing articles about traitors. But nothing on this level. If y'all sit there and let this happen, if y'all sit there and say, you know what? If I open my mouth, I may get in trouble. I think I'll just sit back and see how far I can ride this out. And I'm going to tell you, 12 months from now, when you don't have a house to live in, you don't have any food to eat, the government doesn't have any money, you may be able to go to, I don't know, these big places. They turn schools into places where you can sleep at night. You know, you and your family in big bunk rooms. They've already got that in countries across the planet. I mean, this is when the poor get really, really poor. Understand, if they can bring America to her knees hard, then anything they offer you, you will accept. If they can do this, they can control us. They cannot control a prosperous society. It is immensely easy to control a poor society. They must bring America to her knees. And you cannot do that unless the person running the country is 105% compromised. Anybody who doesn't believe Joe Bob is compromised is a freaking moron. Any time left?
No, I think we should probably get out of here.
I think we should probably get out of here before somebody starts throwing stuff at me.
It's not going to be me. You're too far away.
I know. Listen, people. I'll talk to you again next week. Think about this. The show will be on the Liberty Beacon tomorrow. Listen to it again. Read the articles. I promise you, nothing like this has ever happened in America before. And if you don't step up, it's going to get worse. Thank you for listening.